And our next guest is carrying on those old-time Ozark music traditions in her own way. She's from Arkansas, actually. For 15 years, fiddler Betsy Ellis helped lead and shape the Wilders, an internationally known old-time country quartet that toured the U.S. and Europe. But in December of 2011, the Wilders announced they were going on an indefinite hiatus. Betsy Ellis, though, is still going strong. She stopped by KCUR this week to talk to Alex Smith about her solo career.
After the Wilders announced their hiatus, Betsy Ellis found herself at a crossroads. She'd been working as a professional musician for 12 years, but was now considering turning away from performing. After a lot of soul-searching, Ellis ultimately decided to return to the road, not with a band, but as a traveling solo performer.
I can play the whole evening, two sets of solo material, and you know I travel around with two fiddles, and then I play my tenor guitar and sing with the fiddle as well. And between that and storytelling, a night goes by pretty quickly.
Twilight is stealing over the sea. Shadows are falling dark on the lee.
During the last year and a half, Betsy Ellis has spent a lot of time behind the wheel of her Chevy Malibu on the way to gigs and workshops around the Midwest and Rockies. Being a lone wolf frequently means taking chances. In addition to the solo shows, Ellis does a lot of jamming and playing with pickup groups, often playing with people she barely knows. But she says taking these kinds of musical risks keeps things interesting.
There's that fear factor, doing things that I'm not quite sure if it's going to work out, but it's kind of important to me on an ongoing basis to put myself in a place where I'm not quite sure. And that type of challenge is, maybe that's a little bit addicting, I think. So most of the time it works out great, you know, and that's the other thing about live music too. If it doesn't work out great, it's okay, it's just a moment, it's passed, it's gone.
So you're traveling again on the road, there's no end.
This summer, Betsy Ellis will spend 2 or 3 weeks a month on the road, and she'll be doing her first solo East Coast tour. She also hopes to return to touring in Europe soon. Ellis says that these days, the folk and old-time music of the American South and Ozarks has devotees almost everywhere. And for the most part, the music is no longer unique to the areas it came from. But as Betsy Ellis discovered while touring with the Wilders, her Arkansas heritage is still seen as a kind of pedigree to audiences she meets in Europe.
That's when I get to be exotic. Yeah, when we'd go to Scotland, or we toured Germany too, and boy, they would just think that we were out, you know, riding horses every day and, you know, singing cowboy songs and all of that. And it's pretty fun.
In November of last year, between road tours, Betsy Ellis started recording a new solo CD entitled High Moon Order. Some tracks sound almost straight out of the 30s, while others are modern lo-fi country rock. From just the first few song titles, The Traveler, Golden Road, and Long Time to Get There, it's clear that traveling is never far from her mind, even in the studio. One song, The Collector, is about hearing the love stories of people she meets on the road and turning them into music. Ellis says that this songwriting method was inspired by the founder and patriarch of the legendary Carter Family Band.
That's what A.P. Carter did. He drove around the mountains there in Virginia and surrounding states just in his region and met with people and collected songs from them and then turned them into the songs that the Carter family recorded and so many people throughout this country and beyond just absolutely loved.
Collecting love stories like a musical seller. W. McNeil.
While Betsy Ellis grew up in Arkansas, she didn't start playing Ozark music until she was an adult. Ellis grew up listening to a lot of rock and punk bands, and parts of her new CD attempt to link these two different musical worlds. On one song, Ellis reimagines the Clash song Straight to Hell as something like a folk tune.
You can play on the fiddle. How's about a British jig and reel?
Clash and Talking Heads are two of the bands that I consider, I refer to that as my personal folk music. It's like the music that during my developmental years that I grew up with. But it was a few years ago I felt compelled to attempt to learn a way to present that song, Straight to Hell, with just me and a fiddle. And now I've played it, I mean, just as many times. I've probably played Straight to Hell just as many times as some of the Ozark fiddle tunes that I've known for the last 15 years. I play it almost every performance.
Go straight to hell, boys! Go straight to hell, boys! You want to join in a chorus?
Ellis jumps into folk punk with both feet on the song The Complainer. She says that after writing the song, she realized how much the cathartic lyrics of 70s punk and Great Depression era music have in common.
Mike West, my producer, he maintains too that it's actually, subject-wise, it's very much like the songs of the 20s, just, you know, the Depression era string band songs. And so it's something to get out, you know, it was something to get out of me. And hopefully there's recovery after that, but it's probably the shocker track on the album, I'm guessing.
The rock songs are broken up with tracks of traditional music and tributes to old-time music legends, like this tribute to late fiddler Art Stamper. Ella says that paying tributes to her inspirations in both the old-time music and rock world motivate her to keep playing.
What I've learned from old-time music is that the reason it continues and the means that it continues is, in essence, in itself a tribute. And I feel really, really fortunate that I get to do that, both in a live way and a recorded way. And that is one of the things that keeps me going.
Betsy Ellis's new recording is called High Moon Order. Her CD release party is Friday, June 14th at The Brick. The Brick is also currently exhibiting a collection of Ellis's photos from her musical travels. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.
Thanks for tuning in to Casey Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the Casey Currents page at kcur.org.
You can also hear individual stories there and sign up for our podcast or find us on iTunes.
Contact us at kcurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at kcurrents.
Casey Currents is produced by Sylvia with associate producer Alex Smith. Casey Currents is produced by Sylvia with associate producer Alex Smith. Our interns are Monica Sandretsky and Ryan Schisler. Theme music is by Approach, and I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.